Hi. I just reached 100 followers on Reddit, and I don't know if that's something you would celebrate on Reddit, but I think it's pretty cool. And I asked in a post if there was something that the lot of you wanted me to do. And a lot of you asked me questions. Some of them are as comments on the post, and then there are a few private messages. And I figured, since I've got this many questions, that I would just make an audio and answer them. Also, I've been talking all day, so my voice is kind of tired. I don't know if you can tell, I don't know if you can hear, but it's pretty tired. So if I sound that way, that's why. I am also drinking a cup of tea, so I'm sorry if there are if I have sip breaks, but you know, it's important, it's tea. If you've ever imagined me to be a sensual, sexy woman, I would click away now, because I am going to absolutely just show you how boring I am, how regular I am, not really original, and kind of a goof, kind of a mess. So, without further ado, who is that even from? Is that Irish? I don't know. Christ. Without further ado, I will go. No, wait, a little bit of ado. fuck's sake. I I usually tone down the accent a bit when I do my audios, just because I want everyone to have a chance of understanding what I'm saying. So I hope you're going to be able to understand what I'm saying now, but I'm not gonna think too much about toning down the accent. So I'm really sorry if that just excluded half of you and you're like, bitch, we do not understand a word that you said. I'm sorry. Now, without further ado, I'm gonna get into answering some of all these questions. So the first comment I can see here is from somebody called Daughter of Cosmos, which is a fucking great username. It's great, it really is. And they were so sweet, and they congratulated me, and it's really cute. And they ask, what type of music do you usually listen to? Do you have any favorite groups or bands? I love Hozier. You know, he made Take Me to Church. I love him. He's a forest daddy. He's great. He's immortal, I'm sure. I love him. He's so good. As for bands, I have a soft spot for, you know, the late 60s, early 70s, that era of rock music, right? I love the original Genesis. If you don't know who Genesis is, I don't blame you. if you do know what Genesis is, but you're thinking, what in the hell do you mean with the original Genesis? If you can hear noise, by the way, that's my cat. Very sorry about that. I cannot make her not do noise. I'm sorry. The original Genesis is Genesis where Peter Gabriel is the lead singer and Phil Collins is on drums. And then I believe in 1974, 75, Peter Gabriel left the band, and then Phil Collins became the lead singer. It's a whole thing. I grew up with the original Genesis. We don't talk about the other Genesis. I love Fleetwood Mac, which is, wow, so original, I am aware. I love Fleetwood Mac. I love Stevie Nicks's Fleetwood Mac. I love Stevie Nicks, just as she is. She's great. I have a particular love for Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. So we have a Peter Gabriel who was in Genesis, and then we have Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. And Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac is way more, like, it's way bluesier than, I guess, the Fleetwood Mac that most people are familiar with. If you haven't listened to Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, I highly recommend that you go do that. I love them. I love, like, Pink Floyd and Queen, you know, all of the bands, just that era of rock music. I fucks with that heavy. Oh, there she is. That's my cat walking all over everywhere. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm sorry that I do a lot of sounds. Just, I'm weird. I'm talking to myself. Don't have a script to follow. It's hard when I have to be, you know, an actual personality for once, because I'm not. Then Daughter of Cosmos asks, what are your favourite pieces of media? Movies, shows, games, books, etc. I am a very visual person, so I think I'm going to go with movies. I find it difficult to stay, like, stimulated reading a book. So I don't really read loads of books. I don't mind short stories, but yeah, I get distracted. I love movies, so movies. Which five words sums up your personality? Which five words sums up my personality? There's no way to be humble about that one, is there? Okay. I'd like to think that I'm funny. I would like to think that I'm kind. That was only two. Funny and kind. I am, oh Christ, sorry, I think I am very responsible. I am hard working, and oh, a last one. Five, that's many. That's too many. I don't have a personality grand enough for five adjectives. I think I am a passionate person. I feel a bullshit at that one, but I'm fluent in bullshit, so we're going to go with it. What is your dream place to visit? I would love to go to Antarctica. I want to visit the South Pole at some point in my life. I don't know when I will be able to do that. There's just something sort of mysterious about Antarctica. I would also love to visit, like, properly visit Russia, because it's such a closed off country, and it's massive. It's so full of culture and history, and that we don't really know a whole lot about. So I think it would be really interesting to visit. But again, you'd need a visa and like some sort of guide, and it's a whole thing, and it's expensive. Do you have a guilty pleasure? Maybe this, like GWA, is probably my guilty pleasure. I don't talk to my friends about this. Definitely don't talk to anyone about me posting on here. But I don't really talk to friends about GWA in general. So probably this is my guilty pleasure. Then somebody called Perky Poo. I hope that's how that's supposed to be pronounced. They have asked me a ton of questions, and they are all like really fun. So I'm just gonna go through and answer them. So they ask, do you wear shoes at home? No. I don't know what kind of weird American why do you wear your shoes indoors? They're dirty, you've worn them outside, they're filled with like just dirt and rubbish. Why would you bring that inside in your house? Like, I genuinely don't understand why would you do that? Like, why would you do that? Take your shoes off, don't wear your shoes indoors. Especially like why would you wear your shoes indoors if you've got carpeted floors? I'm so baffled by this, that somebody would do that. Don't do that. Take your shoes off. It's dirty. They're gross. I don't wear my shoes at home. I wear them outside. It's a weird rant to go on. Then they ask, can you tie more than one type or not? I can. I used to be a Girl Scout. But I can remember fuck all from my days as a Girl Scout. I can tie a regular double knot. I can tie like a, you know, my shoelaces in a bow. I feel like everyone can do that. That's like a basic how to be a grown-up thing. And then I can tie a reef knot. That's like the only real knot that I can remember how to tie. Then they ask, scariest animal you can think of? A spider. I am so afraid of spiders. It's not even funny. I'm so scared of them. I'm so fucking scared of spiders. And I don't care how big they are. The tiniest, but I'm scared of them. And I don't have a problem or an issue with other insects. And I know, before you come for me, I know a spider isn't technically an insect. It's an arachnid. And they have 8 legs, and insects have 6. And it's a whole thing. I know. I don't have an issue with other like little bugs or insects or anything like that. It's just spiders. I'm so scared of them. I'm terrified. What's your favorite cheese? I am gonna piss some people off. I don't like cheese. It's not my favorite. I don't really like it. I don't mind, like, if it's a melted cheese, you know, on pizza and a lasagna. That doesn't sound right. Lasagna. Why can I not say that? Fucking hell. that's like a weird. Like if it's a melted deal, I'm okay with it, but it's just not my favorite. Don't really like cheese. And then they ask, if you were a pizza topping, which would you be? I am probably something really generic. Because I'm not very interesting, quite boring. Probably like a pepperoni. You know, a lot of people seem to like it. And if they don't like it, they at least don't mind it. I think I'm pepperoni. Fuck, I'm terrible. Then they ask, are you unreasonably scared of anything? Personally, I don't think any of my fears are irrational. I am, however, pretty scared of roller coasters. I'm not afraid of roller coasters in the sense of, like, I don't like going fast. Or, like, it's not the, like, motions of the roller coaster that bothers me or that I'm scared of. I'm terrified that the harness that keeps me strapped in, for some reason, is going to break and I'm going to just be yeeted to my death. Like, that's the part I'm scared of. So I guess that's a sort of like irrational, I guess. They ask if I am a cat or a dog person. I love both. However, I am definitely more of a cat person. I have a cat, I've had cat all my life, and I've always been kind of scared of dogs. I think they're really cute, but I'm kind of scared of them. I was scared of dogs when I was a kid, and I was really scared of them when I was a kid. It's got way better now, as somewhat as an adult. Why was that so hard for me to say? It's a mess. I'm sorry. But yeah, I prefer cats. Do you paint your toenails? I do not paint my toenails. I don't really ever wear any type of nail varnish, not even on my hands, on my fingernails. I don't know. I just don't really do that. What's the hardest food for you to eat? Like, never fails to get you messy eating it. I would say burgers. I have a really small mouth. And yeah, burgers are just they're really difficult to eat when you have a small mouth. So I always end up like sort of deconstructing the burger and eating it with knife and fork. I know, absolutely blasphemous, I am aware, I'm so sorry, but that I usually end up doing that if I have the option to. Then they ask, do you cut the blue wire or the red wire? It's a lot of pressure to put on me. Shit. Fuck. I cut the blue wire. Yeah, I cut the blue wire. I cut the blue wire. I feel like the red wire, right? I feel like it's red as a, like, sort of a warning. So it's like, whatever you do, do not cut this wire. Right? Is my logic completely flawed on that one? I don't care. I'm cutting the blue wire. Done. I'm cutting the blue one. Are you good at maths? No. I'm so terrible at maths. It's almost a meme with it, where it's like, the only thing that's more embarrassing than my search history is the amount of easy maths I've had to do on my calculator. And I feel that in my soul. I cannot do maths for the life of me. I cannot do simple maths. I can't. I'm so bad at it. You've got 24 hours to live. You can do anything you want. What do you do? I probably just hang out with family and friends. I wish I could say I would go skydiving or bungee jumping. But I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I would just hang out with family and friends and then die. What a boring exit to my existence. That's probably what I would do. Coffee or tea? Tea. I'm having tea right now. I have tea every morning. And this is not, don't make this a British thing. Do not. I love tea, okay? Tea is amazing. If you don't like tea, you're drinking the wrong tea. I'm very passionate about tea. I love tea. What do you kind of hide from people? Hobby, love of talk shows, etc. I love indoor plants. Again, I am the most interesting and original person to have ever walked the planet, I'm aware. fuck's sake. I love indoor plants. I have a ton. I know a lot about them. I love them. They bring me so much joy and happiness. And I love seeing them grow, and I love taking care of them, and they give me so much happiness in return. So, but I just don't talk about it. I wouldn't say I hide it, but I just don't really talk about it because I'm pretty sure everyone would find it very boring. And I don't want to bore people. Favorite subject in school? So for ground school, it was probably chemistry or biology, one of them two. And now at uni, I really think physiology is interesting. It's just fucking so difficult. It's so difficult, but I think it's really, really interesting, and I love learning how our bodies work, and it just satiates some like weird curious part in me that just wants to know everything in detail. So I do really love physiology. It's just really, really difficult. Big spoon or little spoon? I think, but that's maybe almost like a default thing. I'm often the little spoon, but I'm also very small. I'm a really small person. So I think it's just naturally how it ends up being me being the little spoon. However, I'm gonna need a sip of tea for this one. However, if we are sleeping, do fucking not spoon me. I hate being the little spoon when I'm sleeping because I get hot and then I can't sleep, okay? There's no way for me to regulate my body temperature when I have a full person just with their whole body up against my back, and then they have their leg, and then like half of their duvet over my legs and my duvet, and then they have their arms wrapped around my torso. I get too warm, I get too hot, and I can't sleep, and I get sweaty and uncomfortable, and I can't move. I hate it. Okay, so if we're sleeping, I'm the big spoon, because then I can regulate my body heat. I can like pull a leg out if I feel too warm. I can get comfortable. So I love cuddling. I love being the little spoon, just not when I'm sleeping. Okay, that was a weird rant, a weird thing to feel that passionately about, but I can't sleep when I'm hot. Like, I need the room that I'm sleeping in to be cold. I need the only thing that's warm to just be my duvet, and if anything else is warm, I think I can't sleep. I'm suffering in summer. I'm done. Then Perky Poo has asked some lewd questions. They're really not that bad, I don't think. They ask, how did you find GWA? And I'd say it's a bit of a weird way that I found GWA. I used to be on Tumblr a lot. And way before Tumblr committed the Unalive and removed porn from their site, I was following a handful of porn blogs, and this one blog that I was following posted quite a bit of audio porn, and it was always the link that directed you to the post on GWA, but I never took any notice of it because I wasn't on Reddit. I had no idea Reddit was a thing. I was only on Tumblr. So why would I learn a new platform when all the good shit, at least I thought, was posted on Tumblr anyways, right? But then, the apocalypse happened and porn was removed from Tumblr. And then they created a comprehensive list on their blog of audio porn creators and their links to their subreddits. And I recognized some of the usernames, obviously, because I'd been listening to them for ages. And that way I learned that Reddit was a thing because they linked me to these people's subreddits. And then I saw that all of them were posting all of their stuff on Gone Wild Audio. And I was like, oh, it's like a whole community of people who likes to listen to audio porn. Great, got it. So I found out about GWA through Tumblr, really. What do you like best about recording? I really like the creatively challenging aspect of it. I like, because recording an audio with the intent of somebody else to listen to it and them being able to sort of immerse themselves in the audio, you have to make a sentence that's so unnaturally descriptive of what it is that you're doing sound natural. Does that make sense? You would never in real life, maybe, I don't know if you would, I wouldn't in real life be that descriptive and vocal about stuff that we are just doing, you know? So to try and not lose your listener while also making it sound as if it's completely natural and a completely regular thing to say. I love how challenging that can be sometimes. So I don't know if that was what you were looking for, but I think I'd say that's my favorite part about recording, is to make it sound as natural as possible. Tell us about your favorite body part of your own. I really like my hands. I have quite small and slender feminine hands. I really like my hands. What can I say? I feel like that's a terrible answer. That's the answer I'm sticking to it. Where do you love being kissed? Right. So assuming mouth kisses are a given. I love kisses, by the way. I am one of those drunk people who's like, when I'm proper drunk, I want to kiss everyone. I love kisses so much. It's my favourite thing. If I could do nothing but kiss, I would be completely happy. I love kisses on my cheek, jaw, just beneath my ear, like that area. That's like that's the good stuff. That's the best place to be kissed. I hate forehead kisses. I think maybe it's because I'm really short. A forehead kisses to me sort of is almost like, oh, you couldn't be bothered to just bend the couple of inches and give me a proper kiss. I don't care for forehead kisses, but kisses around my jaw, below my ear area, they're great. What's your go-to fantasy? What gets you excited no matter what? A go-to fantasy. I don't know that I have a go-to fantasy. If I'm having, you know, me time, and I'm not on I'm not on the hub, I will probably just go find something on GWA, to be honest. I have a few favorite creators that I will go through and listen to. But I'm sorry, I just need to get comfortable. But I also like a good ramble fab gets the job done. So yeah, I don't think I have a fantasy. Like M dumb stuff is like, that's the shit. But yeah, okay. Then they ask, or then they say, you're on the bed naked and blindfolded, what do you want to happen next? That's a good one. I they don't specify how I am laying on the bed. So, like a good spanking, oh, would be great. Yeah. Okay. That was the questions. That was like from the comments, and then I got a couple that was messaged to me. Somebody asked what my recording setup is, and like my recording setup is awful. It is so bootleg. My God. I record on my phone. I don't have a microphone or anything like that. I do not have money to spend on stuff like that. I'm a broke student. So I have a recording app on my phone, and to keep my phone at a to keep my phone steady and at the same height and distance from my mouth, I usually have it propped on either a kitchen roll, or like now you are propped on a vase. I could just put my phone on a vase. And then I usually record sitting at my desk. And then I transfer the audio file to Audacity and do a little bit of editing, not a whole lot, unless I'm fucking around with some sound effects, in which case I will spend a whole day, usually because I'm procrastinating. But yeah, like there basically is no recording setup. It's so bootleg. And then somebody asked me about like who my favorite audio creators are. Now, I'm just gonna go through quickly the list of people that I follow, and then I can like tell you about I guess like my favorite ones. Let me just open. Why wouldn't it load? Come on. There we go. I follow somebody called Asimar Audio. Hope I'm saying that right. Follow Cucumber General. Follow Free Microphone. Is it Gascon Rogue? I think maybe that's what he's called. He makes just, you know, chef kiss, the best ramble faps. Like the question about like what never fails to get me excited, his ramble faps. They're great. Then I follow Mr. Deadly Lucky 7. I follow Not Who Rose Thinks. I follow Professor Cal. I follow somebody called Slider 17X. I follow They Called Him Quiet. I follow Tom Banta. The accent just really wanted to go Tom Banta, but I don't think you would have a chance of looking it up them. And then I follow Unheavenly Creature and Cardlin Audio, and I follow Hank Miller. And I would say my favorite audio creators are, I love Hank Miller. He's like, his username on Reddit is Was Away Now I'm Back, I believe. Professor Cal, was really great. He seems like such a nice guy. But I'd say my favourite, if I could only choose one, is not who Rose thinks. And, yeah. But he's like, he and Cardlin and Hank, like, they are GWA royalty, right? Like, they've been doing this for so long. Like, they are celebrity status at this point, right? So, I will say Todd, who is not who Rose thinks. He scares me a bit. He really fucking intimidates me. I'm scared of him. But I love him, but I'm scared of him. He and Cardlin and another creator called Yuri Voice, they often stream together. And it would be a dream come true to stream with them. But I would never, because I feel like I would annoy the shit out of Todd. I feel like he would hate me. I feel like he would absolutely hate me. So, I don't know. I love this man. He's great. His work is amazing. He's, like, the quality of his stuff is incredible. It's crazy. There's no way you don't know about him. Why am I going on a tangent? I'm gonna keep on my tangent, actually. He's just a great, like, he has the biggest list of audios as well. It's insane how many audios this man has produced. It's crazy. He is, like, such a sex and kink positive place, and he's really created a safe space for everyone to enjoy audio porn. So, but again, I'm terrified of him. I feel like I would annoy the shit out of him. So, yeah. Favorite audio creator, not who Rose thinks. But also, if you have not listened to Hank Miller, go do that. And if you have not listened to Gascon Rogue, GASCONROGUE, go give them a listen as well. And that was all the questions I got. Thank you to everyone who asked a question. Thank you to anyone who has listened both to this and to any audio I've made. I never imagined that anyone would listen to anything that I made. I'm completely blown away. Like, some of my audios have over 1,000 listens. My first ever audio has over 5,000 listens, like 5,000 plays, which is insane to me. I don't know. This has just been a wild month and a half, and thank you so much for that. And thank you for always being so sweet, and I've received nothing but sweet stuff in my comments and just the kindest messages, and just keep doing that, please, because I love interacting with you guys, and I love seeing you reacting to the stuff I make. So I'm gonna go before this gets really sappy, and yeah, I really appreciate you guys, and thank you so much for listening.